In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Rush to Reason. John Rush, your host, KLZ 560. Let's get right to it. Hour number two is upon us. Jason Resendez. Am I saying that right, Jason, with Consumers for Quality Care?
Yep, that's right.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate you joining us. And this is something that I will be honest with you. I know a lot of things about a lot of stuff when it comes to open enrollment and, you know, the healthcare end of it. I'm as lost as anyone else out there listening is. So I'm going to learn something today.
Great. Well, thanks so much. I think a lot of folks find themselves in the same situation, especially right now with the impact of the coronavirus really wreaking havoc across the world, but also in Colorado. We know that across the United States, 5.4 million Americans have lost their health insurance due to the coronavirus. In Colorado, almost 100,000 individuals have lost health insurance because of the coronavirus. So this open enrollment period is really critical given the situation that so many are facing. So the first thing to know about open enrollment is the date. So open enrollment starts November 1st and goes through December 15th. So you have a good window to shop around and think about plans. However, if you've lost your job due to COVID or lost income due to COVID, there are a couple of other options to think about. One is Medicaid. Knowing if you qualify for Medicaid because of a drop in income or because of a job loss. So really figuring out if that's a program that fits you and your family, you can go to healthcare.gov to better understand that.
Okay.
Two, if you know you're not in the income bracket for Medicaid, then really thinking about the Affordable Care Act and the marketplace for insurance. And so again, that would be again November 1st through December 15th. Although if you've lost a job, that's considered a life event, and so you could enroll even before that enrollment.
Yeah. That, okay. So that was my question because this is the area again. This is one of those areas where I do a lot of things on a daily basis, Jason, and I am self-employed and provide health insurance to, you know, my employees and so on. So this is just one of those areas where I just am not, and I don't handle that inside the company, so I'm not super familiar with how all of this works. So question I have is, can you only buy insurance November 1st through the 15th, or walk me through that?
Yeah, so if you're talking about getting insurance through the marketplace, and if you want to make a change to your current plan, let's say you have a marketplace plan, you haven't lost your job, but you want to make a change, that is the only period that you can make those changes, November 1st to December 15th.
This is where I'm super confused. So if I am myself, let's just say I'm using myself as an example, I'm a self-employed individual and I've got a marketplace plan. And all of a sudden, it's July 1st, and I decide that I would either like to change that plan or just make some sort of a change across the board. I can't do that until November 1st. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right. Yeah, that is. There's an open enrollment period. They're able to make those changes. If you just decide, hey, I want a better plan, you really have to wait for that open enrollment period unless something happens, like you get married.
Okay.
Or what you call the life event. So if you have a life event like losing a job, for example, if you're one of those 74,000 Coloradans that have lost their job because of the coronavirus, that would be considered a life event that you could, change plans or get a plan.
Okay. So let's say, for example, you're somebody out there listening right now who you know, down, let's say right now you've got insurance, you're working for your company and everything is going well, but let's say on December 28th, you all of a sudden get that pink slip that says, you know what, we're closing up, we're no longer going to be doing what we're doing, we're not going to be here in 2021. That December 15th timeframe has passed. What does that individual do at that point?
Yeah, that individual can then get on the marketplace and shop for a plan.
Okay.
Because if they've lost their job, that's considered a life event, and that is permissible within.
Now, do they have Jason? Do they have a time frame? So let's say that they figure out on December 28th they've lost their job. Do they have a time frame of where they have to actually apply and get insurance? How does that work?
Yeah, I'd say the best advice I can give is to do it as soon as possible, right?
Okay.
Especially given the situation that we're in, right, where we're likely or at greater risk to interact with the healthcare system because of the pandemic that we're experiencing. Say it's better safe than sorry. Do it as soon as possible.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Before that, I would look again, check if you qualify for Medicaid, for your state Medicaid program, because that might be another way of getting insurance at the lowest cost because of a loss of income or a loss of a job.
Okay. So in other words, you need some sort of a life event to be able to fall out of that November 1st to December 15th window. I think also, correct me if I'm wrong, but the other type of a life change or a life experience, I guess you could say, would be if you're 26 and you're now coming off of your parents' insurance because of a birthday. Is that one of those exceptions to that time frame as well?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
So if you're somebody listening that say is 26, so you move too. That's another one.
Yeah, so turning 26 and losing coverage to your parents' plan. Which would mean that you're losing health insurance, or if you've lost your job, that all counts.
Okay,
gotcha.
Changing
household.
Gotcha.
You're getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, even if you have a death in the family, or you're changing your residence, that counts as a qualifying life event.
Great. Great. Okay. Makes sense. And again, this is really a public service announcement for all of you listening. This is a really big reminder. Because what you just said a moment ago, Jason, folks really need to understand that as of in about a week or so, just a little over a week, they really need to get on the stick because there's 45 days to get that handled, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you got a window. If you're not, if you haven't had one of these qualifying life events, then you have this window of November 1st to December 15th to really shop around and to really look at what's available to you. Now, we have some recommendations to what to look out for
okay,
when you're on the marketplace.
Let's hear it.
For a plan. Number one is be aware of short-term limited duration insurance plans.
Okay.
These are what I call junk plans. These are plans that exclude coverage for pre-existing conditions. They have dollar value limits on covered services, and they're not required to cover preventative services. They also have a host of other substantial risks for consumers. And what these are is they are cheap, right? So if you're, hard up and I know it's attractive, it's cheap, you have low premiums. But what happens is that comes at a cost. When you actually have a health issue, when you go to the doctor, you go to the emergency room, these plans often come with extremely high out-of-pocket costs.
Okay.
Once you actually have a health plan. So these are plans that have really proliferated over the last 4 years. Some states have banned them outright because of how bad they are for consumers. They were really meant to be stopgaps. Like,
gotcha.
These were only meant to last like a COBRA plan, like six
gotcha.
Months.
But gotcha.
Under the last 4 years, we've really seen them grow, and some people are relying on these as their primary form of insurance. Not great, not good for consumers. So watch
okay.
out for short-term limited duration plans.
Gotcha.
The other thing to watch out for are what we call copay adjustment or accumulator adjustment programs. And what these are, some insurers are no longer allowing drug cost sharing coupons to count towards a patient's deductibles or caps on out-of-pocket costs. So these are like a lot of folks go to the counter with a coupon, a manufacturer coupon. These programs limit your ability to use those manufacturer coupons. And so they make it harder for you to afford prescription medication.
So in a way, there sounds like, so basically they're penalizing you to use the coupon the drug maker gave you.
Exactly. Some insurers are working into plans to limit your ability to account these coupons against your out-of-pocket deduction.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. That would be, for sure. Okay. And I assume all of this is spelled out when you get on the website and check out what plans are available.
Yeah, you got to look at, this is the state of the American healthcare system. Like when you go to Best Buy to look at a TV and you're comparing all the features, that's what you got to think about when you are on the marketplace looking at these different plans. It's really looking at, those key elements. Are there copay adjustment programs? You know, is this a short-term limited duration plan? Does this cover preventative services, et cetera? So looking at these key issues is going to be important, once again, through November 1st through December 15th.
Great. Jason, this is great. I appreciate the information very much. Jason is with Consumers for Quality Care. Jason, I appreciate it. Is there a website folks can learn more about you?
Yep. People can go to consumersforqualitycare.org, spelled out, consumersforqualitycare.org. They can learn more about all these issues, get tips, and learn how to navigate the health system like a pro.
Perfect. Jason, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. All right. Appreciate that. And by the way, folks, I will tell you, that is one of those areas that I just am not very keen on. I don't study it. I don't know that much about it. I need to learn more. We'll see if we can't get Paul from GIA Insurance on as well. He is an expert when it comes to the Medicaid side of this, which you just heard Jason talking about. So we'll see if we can't get that done, knowing that those deadlines are coming up from the 1st through December 15th. In the meantime, Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. And if you've got some projects around the house, especially in Northern Colorado, where you're looking to either add on some space, refinish a basement, handle a kitchen or a bath remodel, you name it, Mighty Hand Construction is there for you. Don't forget, they do shingles, roof, windows, siding, all of that as well. The Bionic Shingles, I should mention, is what they do on the roofing end of it. But find them at klzradio.com, 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers will help you with even how to pay for some of the things we just mentioned a moment ago with Mighty Hand Construction. Call Kurt today and find out what he can do for you. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joe, who's out on the road, has a road trip report. How are you, sir?
John, I'm good. Just pulling into Columbia, Missouri. I only got a couple of minutes here, but report from flyover country. So 500 miles today through Kansas and Missouri, must have seen 100 Trump signs, not a single Biden sign.
Wow.
In flyover country.
Wow.
And the best thing I saw, you know these 4-foot-high round bales that they're baling hanging these days? Don't know if you know this, but the machine puts a plastic sleeve on them to protect them from the rain.
Yeah, it keeps the mold and everything out of them.
So a couple of different the plastic sleeve was red, white, and blue. It was a flag. It had red and white stripes, and then around the left edge, it was a blue field of stars. So
cool.
Red, white, and blue plastic sleeves on the bales.
Very cool.
So that's how Middle America is.
So, and I know you're run. I know you got a lot going on, but give me your thoughts on Election Day and the results of. What do you think?
You know, I think the polls are incredibly wrong. It's, by the way, it's tightened up. Rasmussen came out with a poll today of likely voters, and they have Trump up by 1 point nationally, and that's actually pretty good because you know he's going to lose places like California, Oregon, you know, by.
Yep.
You know, a dozen points or more. So if you average plus one, that means, and you take out those Connecticut, Massachusetts, California, where he's going to lose by 12, that means he's going to win by several points in the swing states. So that's my take.
Gotcha. And by the way, I think your analogy is pretty spot on. We'll find out. I guess we got we'll find out next week. So a week from today, we'll find out.
Absolutely. All right, John.
Thanks. Enjoy. Be safe, sir. Have a safe trip, and really appreciate you listening and calling in and checking in. And you know what? That's not the first report like what Joe has just said that I've received, even on air. We've had people that have called in and have gone across that same part of the country and have had that report numerous times. So you know what? Time will tell. I don't know what's going to exactly happen on Tuesday. I've got a despite what a lot of people out there think, I've got a pretty gut feeling that it's going to go in favor of Trump. I think there's a lot of folks out there that, Charlie and I were just talking during the break, folks that have even voted already, they've turned in their mail-in ballot. One of the highest Google searches right now is, how do I change my vote? Since all of this Hunter Biden stuff has come out, there's a lot of folks out there rethinking how they voted initially. I know the hardcore lefties are not going to change their vote. I know the hardcore righties are not going to change their vote. In fact, nothing really to change their vote on that end of things. But there's a lot of folks on the left that I think are not very happy about voting for Joe Biden initially. Now, what are they going to change their vote to? That would be a bigger question. I really don't know. In my opinion, talked about this a lot. I'll talk about it some more with Andy tomorrow. But in my opinion, there's only two choices. I know there's a lot of folks out there that will disagree with me on that. A lot of Christians even that would disagree with me. And I will tell you right now that these Christians, that even some of these Christian leaders that are out there promoting voting a third party or not voting for Donald Trump, not voting for Joe Biden, first of all, they're utter morons. And I know these guys claim to be really high up the food chain when it comes to how would I say that, Charlie, in the pastoral world or the eschatology, you know, world when it comes to actually preaching and teaching scripture. I'll tell you right now, they might be up high up the food chain when it comes to that, but they're utter morons when it comes to everything else. Folks, there's two choices. And we learned this yesterday. The personnel that surrounds the president is who you're really voting for. So do you really, even as a Christian, do you want to vote for the personnel that is going to surround the likes of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Or is that really who you want to vote for as a Christian? So you're going to surround yourself, or you're going to vote for the person that's going to surround themselves with basically everything that you don't believe in as a Christian? You're going to vote for the party that doesn't mind killing babies even after 22 weeks? Because here in Colorado, we've got something called Proposition 115 that you can vote for that would eliminate abortion after 22 weeks here in Colorado. But the left is running ads and propagating that, no, we got to make sure we can abort a baby all the way up to the day of birth. That's who you're going to vote for as a Christian? And tell me consciously how you can do that. In good conscience, how can you do that? So these supposed Christian leaders that are out there running around saying that, well, I just can't vote for Donald Trump. First of all, they're idiots. I'm saying it just like it is. They are total, utter, complete idiots. Lost all common sense. If they had some in the first place, it's completely gone. They're going to run around and and basically tell you and everybody else that it's okay to vote third party and or vote for Joe Biden because you just don't like Donald Trump. Well, get your panties out of their wad and vote for him anyways. Because you're not voting for just him. You're voting for everybody that surrounds him, not just him. Which, by the way, the Christian world has had a huge influence upon Donald Trump and what he's done for this country when it comes to keeping the Constitution the governing, you know, document of our country, which it should be anyways. The left would like to tear that apart, not have it be the governing document. They would like to see that document change. But the reality is Donald Trump has done more to make sure that that document doesn't change and keeps you with the freedoms that you've got to even worship the way you want than the left has ever thought about doing. In fact, look at the blue states. Look at Colorado. Look at the freedom to worship in Colorado right now under COVID. Tell me you can go freely worship today. The answer is no, you can't. Most of you don't realize that you can't, but you can't. Why? Because there's a capacity limit to churches, and you got to make a reservation to now go, and on and on and on we go. It's a bunch of nonsense. And yet that's what Kevin Polis in Colorado has done. Tell me how he's a friend of the Christian community here in Colorado. He's not. Frankly, he's not a friend of any of you that are listening. Not a single citizen out there that Kevin Polis is a friend of. He wants to do nothing more than destroy Colorado. He proved that by offering all of you $437. By the way, what a nice round number. Only a moron would come up with that number, by the way. Yeah, that's Kevin Polis. So tell me how voting for Joe Biden or not voting for Donald Trump. Let me say it that way. That's a better way for me to say it. Tell me how not voting for Donald Trump as a Christian gets you anywhere. And how that is somehow enlightening in the Christian world and something that I feel is God-honoring. Tell me how you're honoring God, honoring the Lord, by not voting for Donald Trump. Now, some of you are going to say, well, John, how could you vote for Donald Trump and honor the Lord? Because I'm voting for a platform. That's why. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm voting for a platform. I'm voting for what he's done in 4 years. I'm voting for what I know he's going to do in the next four. That's what I'm voting for. I'm not voting for him as an individual. I'm voting for a platform and a party and what I know is going to happen in 4 years if he continues to be elected. And by the way, I'm also voting for an economy that will recover 10 times faster under his leadership than it will under Joe Biden's. Joe Biden wants you to stay in the basement and do nothing when it comes to COVID. Donald Trump wants you to live and defeat COVID. Big difference between those two. Tell me how, as a Christian, not voting for Donald Trump works. Frankly, folks, it doesn't. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, and they want to help you with all of your vehicle needs. New, used, doesn't make any difference. They've got both ends of that covered. All you have to do is go out and check them out. And you can do it online as well, by the way. PurifyChevrolet.com. Go out and talk to Bob, though, if you're out that way. 303-659-8311. In Fort Lupton, PurifyChevrolet.com.
My first name is Steve, and I began going to Purefoy in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I bought five cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town, but they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, where they want to help you not only pick out the right kitchen, but have a kitchen that functions the way that you want to live and that fits your lifestyle best and fits your family. Nothing better than a kitchen that works that way. Trust me, folks, I can attest to that. The best kitchen fits you, not someone else. Find out how Enchanted Kitchens can help you get there. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better.
The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Charlie is getting Olivia Perez Cubas with us here in a minute. She, again, is the director for Winning for Women, and we'll get an update on where she's at with the campaign. It'll be the last time we talked to her before the actual election itself. And folks, again, I cannot stress this enough, and I know there's a lot of tension in the air, even between some families and even couples when it comes to who to vote for. But let me tell you what, I do believe, I said this on the podcast this morning, I do believe this will be the most pivotal and important election of at least my lifetime. Maybe some of you young folks listening might not be in yours, but it will be in my lifetime. I believe this will set the direction of where we as a country head next, and whether it's down a path of socialism or whether it's down a path of freedom. I believe wholeheartedly that this election will be the defining point for us as a country when we get to the answers next Tuesday. Olivia Perez Cuba's with us, though. Olivia, welcome back. Rush to Reason, how are you today?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I was just saying that to the listeners that I really feel like this next election, I know it's said every election, but this one especially, not just a cliche, this will be, I believe, in our country, Olivia, the defining moment for us as a country, whether we head down a path of socialism or whether we continue down the path of freedom. I believe that's what's coming on Tuesday.
As do I. I think it's a difference between two visions for this country, right? And voters will decide.
Yes, I think you. Well, lawyers may decide unless. Well, you're probably right on that no matter what. Because even if Trump has a landslide of votes coming in and the Electoral College really sways in his way, I believe you are correct. I believe the left will come out and sue, that particular end of things. They will sue for the election outcome itself. And it may very well end up being decided in the courts. You may very well be right. I hope you're wrong, but I think you're probably right.
Yeah. Voters, I said. But
no,
you're
I'm
not
sorry.
Wrong.
No,
you're not wrong with the lawyers' aspect either.
Well, the voters will decide, although I predicted this even. We do a podcast here at Crawford, and I predicted this morning that everybody's talking on the left about how the Trump administration and the conservatives will not accept the election outcomes, and I'm predicting that I think it's going to be quite the opposite, Olivia. I do think the other side will come out in key areas, maybe not on a national basis, but I think in key areas they will be suing for the outcome because, to your point, I think the voters will speak. I do think the voters will come out I think they're going to come out in droves on our side of the fence. And I think in certain situations, there's going to be maybe not a red wave completely across the country. But I think in the presidential race and in a lot of the races that you're talking about, I think we win.
Yeah, I think so, too. I feel really confident about our candidates on the ballots this cycle. We've got a ton of really strong conservative women running. And to your point, voter turnout matters because it helps those down ballot candidates. And we feel good from Iowa to Texas to New York even. We've got some solid, strong conservative women that electing them is important because, to your point earlier, it's a matter of where we want to take this country, what values we want to guide this country, and it's more important than ever that we do what we can to elect conservatives.
How are you guys doing on your end? I know there's a week left. Give us some of the key races and where some of our folks listening could even get some support out monetarily speaking. Where would some of those races be?
Yeah, a few key races are actually in Iowa. There's a long line of strong conservative women there, from the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, who's been super helpful to our group, Winning for Women Action Fund, with helping get the word out, helping get the message out on behalf of candidates like Joni Ernst, who is obviously the great senator in that state there. To know Joni is to love her. Ashley Hinson in Iowa 1, who is a former reporter and currently a state representative, who is a great member of her community, a big leader, got a huge following. She's done really well in terms of fundraising. But also in Iowa 2, Marionette Miller Meeks, who is a veteran and a doctor, which is more important than ever given that we are in the middle of a pandemic. Both, all three of those women are running incredibly strong campaigns. If any listeners are in a position to help, it would go a long way in the final stretch here.
And I know from your website that if folks just go to winningforwomen.com and pick out some of the candidates that you just mentioned, or even candidates that they know, all you do is go there, click donate, and away you go.
Yeah, so we have all of our endorsed candidates on our website. Each one has a quick bio about them, why they're running, what they stand for. So you can learn more about them with, like you said, an easy button there to give directly to their campaigns. And from there, they can figure out how best to use that money.
Gotcha. All right, we've got a comment coming in as well for you, so hang tight here, Olivia. Bill, you're on with Olivia Perez-Cubas. How are you today?
Good. You had mentioned earlier about folks not voting for Trump.
Yes.
This is a two-party system in this country.
Yes, it is.
And people have to realize that committee assignments, the majority party gets to assign those. I'm running into people that says, well, you know, I just don't like Cory Gardner, but, you know, John Hickenlooper is kind of a nice guy. That's insanity. You vote a straight Republican ticket so that we can control the committee heads.
Yep.
That's how we got Amy Barrett on the Supreme Court.
You are completely right.
Committees.
You are completely right, Bill. Yep.
If there's anybody out there that wants to vote any other way than a straight Republican ticket, you're absolute morons.
Yep. Yep. Well said. Bill, I'll let you go with that. You are spot on. Olivia, he is right. That affects our candidates that you're promoting as well. And I cannot agree with him anymore. We do not have anything more than a two-party system in this country. And to think otherwise, you're crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I cannot overstate the importance of a voting down ballot Republican, because to his point, these are people who will rise in leadership positions. These are the people who are writing your laws, sending those laws to the White House. You want to make sure that they reflect your values and that we're not talking about things like the Green New Deal and socialism and a government takeover of our healthcare system. This is the agenda that the left is running on, and it's important that we up and down the ticket elect people who are going to push back against that.
Well, and I continue to say, and I'm going to continue to say this, and I'll say it to you as well, because you're not voting for a particular candidate. You are voting for an entire platform. You are voting for a party. You are voting for the people that even surround those candidates themselves, Olivia. So in the case of, you know, take Joni, for example, you're not just voting for Joni. You're voting for all of the people that are around her, that are supporting her, that are advising her. It's not just her that you're voting for. This is an entire platform and personnel of individuals that we're voting for, not just the candidate themselves.
Absolutely. And it's a question of if, you know, the Senate is going to be run by Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell.
Thank you.
And if these candidates who are up and down the ballot are going to be voting for Chuck Schumer agenda, which is a scary thought.
Yep. It really is. No, you bring up a great point, and so did Bill a moment ago. And for folks listening, please, please, I don't care whether you like the person or not. I don't care whether you think they're squishy or not. The reality is, if there is an R next to their name, male, female, or otherwise, Olivia, you put a check mark next to them and you vote for them and you move on to the next candidate. It's as simple as that.
That's absolutely correct. Because as we've been saying, it's a question of which direction you want this country to go.
That's right.
And the left right now is headed towards socialism. It's headed over toward more government control, taking away your personal liberties, and it's a dangerous path.
And Olivia, to you know, state your point and to solidify that, we see that in Colorado right now, even when it comes to our governor and our shutdowns. He just announced today that he's going to tap in. I don't know where he's going to get the money from, because we don't have it as a state, but somehow he's going to tap in and give everybody $375 stimulus payments to 435,000 qualifying Coloradans, he's going to give a one-time $375 payment. And Olivia, that is, again, as you said a moment ago, that is just the path towards socialism. That's all that is. They don't need that. What we need to do is open up our state and allow people to go to work, and then you don't have to give them a payment.
That's exactly right. I think if people could choose between a one-time check or going back to work, opening their business, sending their kids back to school, getting back to normal life as quickly as possible, as safely as possible, that's at the end of the day what people would prefer to do.
That's exactly right. So again, folks, please, 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 as Olivia is saying, as Bill just called in and said, and Olivia is a director at Winning for Women. And again, Olivia, it doesn't make any difference whether that's a male or a female that has an R next to their name. I know that you're on that side trying to get as many women promoted as possible. I get it. I understand it. And I'm all on that side as well. But frankly, I don't care who's on the ballot as long as there's an R next to their name.
Yep, we need to do what we can. Get the word out. Go phone bank, knock on doors. If you can send money to campaigns. Every little bit goes a really long way in the final stretch here.
Sure does. All right, what I'm going to do is this. Let you go. We're going to talk again next week, only it will be the day after the election, and it will be an interesting day.
There will be a
lot to talk about. Plan on a little bit of extra time next week, Olivia. I'll cut things a little short today. We'll have a little extra time next week. There will be a ton to talk about next Wednesday. So all I can say is fasten your seatbelt, and we'll see how the next 5 or 6 days go here.
Sounds good.
All right, Olivia. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You too. Bye.
All right. Talk to you then. Olivia Perez Cubas, again, director at Winning for Women. Bill, again, thank you for your comments. I cannot stress that any harder than what you said. And folks, again, I'm going to keep saying this. I mean it with my entire being. This election on Tuesday will set the stage for where we as a country head after that. And I mean that sincerely. Do we want to head down the path of freedom, continued growth, continued economic prosperity, or do we want to head down the path of socialism to where the government has more control and tells you what to do with your life on a daily basis? That's what this election is all about. Bruce Simmons is next, folks, and I can tell you right now where Bruce stands on this. He wants you to vote Republican. He wants you to vote conservative. That's what Bruce stands for. He's with American Liberty Mortgage. I've known him now for a very long time, and that's where he stands, and you need to as well. If you got a question on a reverse mortgage, call Bruce today, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And man, so much to talk about. And I wasn't going to go here, but here I go anyways. A lot of you know that I've been very involved in watching what's gone on up in the Grand Lake, Granby area, the fire areas, and what's happened throughout our state. And of course, I've been affected by that on a personal basis because I had a cabin up in the Grand Lake area that has since been burned to the ground. And I will give you guys some updates as time goes by when it comes to some of the things that are happening up there with the sheriff of Grand County, which, by the way, initially I thought was doing a really good job, but I'm very disappointed in his behavior at the moment. And some of the things that he is doing to squash some of the things that are even going on inside of some of the neighborhoods that are up there, and the sharing of information about whether homes are burned down or not, and him wanting to squash these particular individuals and tell them they can't say certain things on social media is a bunch of crap. So I'm calling out the sheriff of Grand County as we speak, because he's out of line. Richard, what's going on?
Yeah, no, well, not too much, Dad. Yeah, I think it's interesting, and it just goes to show you, I'm with you. I think that we were all in the same boat of, I think that, I think that people are trying in some respects, but inevitably, it seems, you and I were talking about this earlier, that some people, when they get into positions of power, whether they be for unfortunate circumstances, or and a lot of times that's what it is the case, right? You know, Governor Kevin Polis and, you know, all of these, I'll be honest, Democrats, Republicans, whatever it is, if people aren't used to having as much power as they're given, they tend to relish in it, right?
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Exactly. And that, you know, it's interesting too, because people, you know, Nine News, your media keeps saying, well, are you an epidemiologist? You know, can you?
No, but I can read the numbers.
Do you have a degree? You know what? I didn't realize that we gave our lives into the hands of scientists. I thought that they were just supposed to give us the data and then we make our own decisions. But
well, in the case of what's going on, and real quick, folks, for the case of what's going on in Grand County, I still have not been able to go back in and see my home that I own, that I pay property taxes on, that I own outright, by the way, that I should have the ability to go in and actually see. It's my property. So get this, everybody listening, because I had a contractor up there that's actually in the neighborhood that we've now kind of become friends with through Facebook and so on. I asked him to go look at my property, send me pictures, and tell me what I have left standing. He did that. He posted it. And because he posted pictures of my cabin, the sheriff has basically been calling him out, telling him he can't post anymore, and threatening him on the phone in some sort of a legal manner if he continues to run around, threatening him with trespassing. Keep in mind, I gave this particular gentleman personal authority to be on my property, permission, I should say, to be on my property. He's not trespassing in the least, yet the sheriff is up there overstepping his bounds, threatening people, and it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, and I think that, as you said, I think that there's some good intention with a lot of things, Dad. You know, we talked about COVID. In this situation, I think that you don't want looters and stuff, but let's be honest, that's really not what's going on up there. Again, you and I have been talking about
this. No, but it's not
this.
Going on with looters or things along those lines, and essentially it's a power grab is what it is.
Exactly, and that's the unfortunate piece of
and,
it.
And just real quick, like, by the way, everybody else listening, this is something you're not going to hear anywhere else and probably on any other news stations. The sheriff and the authorities up there had a huge blunder, and they're lucky that a lot more lives up there did not die in that fire. There are stories coming out of my neighborhood up there where folks were literally fleeing with fire around them because there were no evacuation orders that had been, you know, mandatory evacuation orders issued. They basically had to flee on their own and didn't get an evacuation order until they made it all the way back down to Highway 34. It was a huge blunder on a part of the sheriff's office and the fire departments that were up there running around, you know, whoever was in control of the fire at that point up in that Grand County area. Huge blunder, because they're lucky that they didn't have more lives lost. Let's just say that.
Yes, when you can see the fire from
when the fire crossed 125, they should have mandatorily evacuated everybody out of that particular section from there all the way to Highway 34.
Correct, and instead they just had a briefing about it of to say, oh, well, here you go, here's what's happening. And like you said, that I think that it's just an unfortunate circumstance. And again, you know, same thing with COVID. We've talked about this a lot, which is hopefully the truth comes to light and people will really see that, you know, we're not all just a bunch of, you know, naysayers and, you know, trying to pick apart everything. We just want the truth.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right, I know we got to get a car review in here as well, Richard. You've driven some stuff lately. We haven't talked about any of that for a while. So what do you want to start with?
Well, so we'll kind of go back, and you know, we got a few, and you know, apologies, but we've been busy with again, kind of a lot of the stuff that's been going on of late.
Yeah, stuff we just got done talking about for some of it.
Exactly. So a 2020 Lexus LX 570. So this is the Lexus version of a Land Cruiser, in essence. They've been doing this LX for a number of years. It's got the big V8 in it. Very nice car, very nice and luxurious. Honestly, you know, it feels like a truck driving down the road, a half-ton pickup, even though it's not quite. It's pretty close.
It's pretty close to. I mean, that is basically a luxury Land Cruiser. And by the way, the Land Cruiser is pretty luxurious on its own. The LX just steps it up one notch. That's all.
It It is, absolutely. And so I'll say I love the car. It's a fantastic car. It works well. It's going to run you for as many miles as you can possibly drive on it. You're going to be able to go off-road if you need to. You're going to be able to do some different stuff, carry around the kids, carry around bags in it, and do it in luxury and in style. However, Dad, I think sometimes people try to compare the LX or the Land Cruisers, because they do have the third row, to the likes of a Ford Expedition or a Chevy Suburban or Tahoe or a Yukon XL sort of thing. And they're not comparable. And I see a lot of people do that often. This is, again, a luxury Land Cruiser. And, folks, that third row, it's not very big.
No, well said. It is not. And you're right, Richard. It's not really a competition to some of the vehicles that you're talking about. On the same token, it's not a competition to the vehicles you're talking about, because its off-road capability far surpasses that of any of the things that some folks might think it competes with.
Correct. And so that's the thing, is we always say, do some research, figure out the car that fits you and why does it fit you. But I will say, if you're looking for a luxury, the ability to go luxury off-road, maybe stick four smaller children, whatever it is, smaller bodies in the car and go up and do some camping or something like that, definitely a car I would consider. They haven't refined it as much as some of their competitors have in years past. They haven't had to, but it's one thing that if we're going to nitpick on it, Dad, I would say Lexus, Toyota, refine it. You know, you redid their Land Cruiser a number of years ago. It's really, really nice, although it's still a little bit dated compared to competitors. I just would like to see it refreshed and updated, because I really enjoy the car. It's a really nice car to drive, and it's just something you get in, and it's like, man, this is a very nice SUV. I could drive this a million miles if I wanted to.
And unfortunately, Richard, I think because they're going to be ending production on that in a couple of years, I doubt if there's going to be any refresh, unfortunately.
I tend to agree with you. Like you said, it's very unfortunate that
And by the way, they should keep building that car. It's a great vehicle, by the way.
It is, absolutely. Again, it fits, like you said, right along in there. So that was, again, a number of weeks ago. But, again, a great car. If you're interested in it, head to your local dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush sent you.
All right, perfect. All right, we got time maybe for one more. We got 2 minutes left, so we got to roll here.
Perfect. Well, so this is a car that's not quite the same, but similar in terms of you can fit seven passengers. It's the 21 Volkswagen Atlas.
Yep.
And we've driven this car.
Yep, great car, by the way.
The sportier version of it a month or so ago.
Didn't have the third row seats in that car that we drove. This one did.
Correct. And so, and a lot of people were seeing ads across this because it was Volkswagen's kind of foray into that seven-passenger vehicle. Honestly, Dad, it's one of my favorite vehicles because it's that class that's, again, it's beneath, essentially beneath the truck class, right? Beneath the Tahoes, beneath the Expeditions, but it's right in line with the Kia Tellurides, the Hyundai Palisades. A lot of those vehicles, you can even say the Toyota Highlander, just depending on the size. But it's a little bit larger car than a Highlander, and it comes with a few more standard features. And it's a Volkswagen, which, again, we know the reliability there, and you're going to be able to drive these cars quite some time. And so, folks, if you've got an expanding family, you can fit four full-size adults plus some kids in the back room. I would argue, and I don't have numbers on this, just the way that car is built, it feels like that third row is comparable to the car we just talked about previously, the Lexus LX.
Gotcha.
Smaller car, don't get me wrong, but it's got a really peppy V6 engine, and just the way that they've spaced that car out, Dad, I think it fits growing families.
And it looks good. They've done a really good job, and it looks really well. And by the way, folks, just as a side note, if you're looking at some of the higher-end Audi products, the realistic answer there is the Atlas is really just a step down, Q7, Richard, I would like to say. I know it's not exactly the same car, but you could buy that car for a lot less money than a Q7, and it's essentially the same car.
Again, folks, if you're like, man, I really like the Q7, but I'm not sure if I can afford it, or maybe you don't want to, right? Maybe you're trying to put kids in it, and you're like, I don't want all of the fancy gadgets and have to pay to fix it. Yes, absolutely, Dad. You can get an Atlas 7-passenger for under 40. The one we had was pretty well outfit, and it was under $50,000.
It's a good deal.
Yes, again, it's a car that's going to run for forever, and you don't have to worry about all the other little things. It's tried and true. Volkswagen really kind of knows what they're doing. And yes, you hit the nail on the head, Dad, and the fact that, all right, you really like an Audi. You're not necessarily sure you want to pay for the price tag of it.
Here you go. That's right. Well said. Yeah, go test drive one of those if you would at your local VW dealer. And when you do, please tell them that John and Richard Rush sent you. Richard, with that, we got to run. We'll do some more of these in the near future.
Sounds good. See you
guys. All right, Richard. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And yes, Richard does well on reviewing those cars and has the ability to, even with his family and so on, put a lot of kids and people in that and really get a better feel for that than even I do. So if you really want a good feel for that, let us know. And if there's any specific question on a vehicle ever, please let me know. You can email me directly at rushtoreason.com, and I'll answer those for you. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And bye. Speaking of test drives, how about going out and test driving a new gun? Yeah, you can do that at Franktown Firearms. You can test drive a new gun, see how it fits your hand, see how well it shoots, practice with it while you're there. That's the things you can do at Franktown Firearms you can't do at other places that sell guns. It's simple. Just go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Buying a gun alone doesn't make you safe. Recently, the team at Franktown Firearms has been working with a lot of beginners who just want to feel safe. Widows living alone who need to protect themselves. People with arthritis in their hands who may struggle to load or rack a handgun, depending on the model. Anyone can learn defensive shooting skills, and buying a gun is a great first step. But you need to know how to use it confidently. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages everyone to try out different guns on the range before purchasing. Right now, mention KLZ to receive a free hour on the range when you purchase a new firearm. Once you purchased your firearm, the team at Franktown advises you to sign up for one of their basic training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can become completely comfortable with that particular gun. Free gun rentals are included with private training lessons. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's it for hour number two. Hour number three is next. Paul Preston's going to join us. And how do you end Golden State tyranny? We'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Again, don't forget, National Crawford Roundtable will follow us at 6 o'clock tonight. But we'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.